This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent study found that American consumers would gain $65 billion a year if they paid the same prices as Germans for mobile phone contracts. Opponents forced the suspension of a new Missouri law banning mandatory union fees after delivering boxes, dozens of boxes, containing what they say are more than 300,000 signed petitions demanding it to be put to a public vote. Illinois Governor Roner vetoed several worker-related bills, including one that would have undone limits on overtime paid to in-home care providers for people with disabilities. Roner and the providers, represented by SEIU Healthcare Illinois, have been locked in a years-long back-and-forth over the governor's attempts to cut the program's cost and the union's efforts to raise the wages of the program's providers. India's Supreme Court ruled in a majority that the ability of Muslims to repeat the word divorce three times in Arabic was insufficient to obtain a divorce in the future. A jury awarded more than $400 million to a woman who had sued Johnson & Johnson over the links between their talcum powder and her baby's cancer. Trump administration rejected a coal industry push to win a rarely used emergency order protecting coal-fired power plants. Mexico's auto industry pays wages between a sixth and an eighth of those in the U.S. The Marshall Project examined 400,000 homicides committed by civilians between 1980 and 2014. In almost 17% of the cases when a black man was killed by a non-Hispanic white civilian, the killing was ruled as justifiable. Overall, police only count 2% of homicides by civilians as justifiable. In 34% of the cases where a white person killed a black man when he was a stranger, it was deemed justifiable. And in 26% of the cases when a white person killed a black man when a handgun was used, it was justifiable. A Chinese court has ruled that three Chinese shoemakers must pay New Balance $1.5 million in damages and legal costs for infringing their signature slanting N logo in the latest trademark infringement award, the largest trademark infringement award ever granted to a foreign business in China. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.